Brilliance Audio presents Blood and Roses and What Happened in Vegas by Sylvia Day, performed by Jill Redfield and Sylvia Day.
To all my fabulous readers, I am delighted to share with you, for the first time on audio, two novellas featuring passionate women and the love that got away. The leading ladies in this collection are intelligent, ambitious, and independent. Exactly the kind of women I love to write about. But past troubles have caused them to keep the men they love at a distance, and bridging that gap will take more than the mutual attraction, no matter how feverish. Luckily, each has a man from her past who understands that they are worth the effort it takes to earn a second chance. I hope you enjoy these two stories of fierce chemistry and reclaimed love. Thank you for all your continued support. I am endlessly grateful to all my readers and listeners.
Jennifer promised me all sorts of sexual favors if I buy her one of those.
Chad Ward jerked his thumb toward the diner's window, gesturing at a sleek convertible Jaguar that was pulling in across the street.
She got pretty inventive with her suggestions. Inspired me to look one up online.
Jake Monroe's gaze narrowed as he eyed the red sports car, awareness rippling down his spine.
You have to custom order one like that.
Chad went on, returning his attention to topping off Jake's coffee.
I'd do it for Jen if I could, but the diner doesn't bring in that much dough. Who in the hell spends $150,000 on a car?
Rich, paunchy, bald guys who hope to get laid by women young enough to be their daughters.
Jake knew someone else who would. Knew her as well as any man could know his woman. Which was why he was certain she wouldn't have come back to Whisper Creek after all these years without bringing trouble with her. As the driver's side door of the Jag swung open, his attention remained riveted. The rag top was up, shielding the occupant, but he knew exactly who was going to step out by the flare of heat that raced over his skin.
And someone like her.
One long black trouser-clad leg extended to the asphalt, then the driver unfolded in a graceful rise. Her blouse was black, too, making a stark contrast to the wild red curls pulled back at her nape. She looked cool and restrained, but he knew the woman inside that exterior was anything but. His body tensed and hardened with primal recognition. His breathing deep and slightly quickened.
Well, well, Chad murmured, straightening. Can't miss that hair, can you? And she's parked right in front of Tilly's shop. I haven't seen Anna in... shit. How long's it been now?
Almost 10 years. 9 years, 5 months, and a couple weeks.
It just pissed Jake off that he was still counting down the damn days since Anastasia Miller had driven out of his life without looking back.
Chad shook his head. Wonder if she got what she was after when she left.
Had she? Was it possible she'd found what she was looking for with some other guy in some other place in the world?
Good question.
Anna pulled a satchel out from behind the driver's seat. Then shut the door of her expensive toy. She paused, her head turning as if she sensed Jake's gaze on her. She wore big dark sunglasses, effectively shielding her eyes. Her lips were just like he remembered, full and pink and capable of blowing his mind. He'd felt those lips all over his body, still felt them sometimes when he was lying in bed at night, stiff, and aching from wanting her. Rolling her shoulders back, she moved toward the entrance to Tilly's yarn shop with a swift, determined stride. She disappeared through the door, and not 5 minutes later, the ladies who gathered there for tea and gossip came hustling out with their knitting bags. The open sign on the door flipped over to read, "Please call again," and the shade that covered the inset glass was yanked down. Jake picked up his coffee, considering.
I'll need the check, Chad.